There are lots of ways federal stimulus money will flow into Wisconsin. Last month, the governor and Democratic lawmakers approved $300 million in state road projects, many along I-94. But out of the $42 million in local road and bridge projects the Joint Finance Committee approved yesterday, none of the money would go to Beloit, where unemployment was 15% in February, or Racine, where unemployment hit 13.5%. Democratic Senator John Lehman represents Racine.
There's a strong feeling among many of us that there is a disconnect between where the projects are going and where the highest rates of unemployment are. And that's an unfortunate result of trying to move the money as fast as we can.
Madison Democrat and Finance Committee Co-Chair Mark Pocan says these 49 projects are the ones that were ready to go right now, according to federal requirements. He says the trouble with the stimulus is that communities submitted their wish lists before the federal government came up with its guidelines for how to get the money.
94% of the applications were thrown out because they didn't match the federal guidelines. They've all been contacted again and said, this is what you've got to match. So trust me, everyone is doing that right now. We're going to get a whole bunch of new projects, and just about everyone's going to have projects they never imagined they would have got done 3 months ago.
All 16 members of the Finance Committee approved these projects yesterday, including four Republican lawmakers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.